Log Talk Radio.
I'm like, yeah, you're looking into that. Hi, this is Carly from Daytime After Dark, and this is, what day is it? Oh, it's the 6th. And I hope everyone is having a good, day, and I am gonna, you know, talk about the words. There's no swearing, there's no cussing, there's no anything because, you know, we want to keep it clean. But that doesn't mean you guys cannot call and vent to me because, you know what, it's time for everyone to vent. Really? And so, but tonight.
And extreme skateboarder Tony Hawk sells the goods. What's to this guy?
Okay, tonight, sorry about that. Tonight, we are going to be talking about One Life to Live, about this article I just read. Women's going on about Z8 and everything else. And, you know, it's been a crazy year, and it really hasn't even began, but, you know what, we are not gonna, be there, and, you know, we are not gonna just not fight for everyone, for a couple and everything. Okay, I am going to bring on Terry, because he's my, you know, little favorite co-host. So let the night begin. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, guess what? Okay, an article came into my possession about 3 minutes before we started the show.
Oh, really? What was it about?
Yeah. Well, okay. First of all, you guys, I usually don't believe in, you know, rumors or whatever, but all the rumors you've been hearing all day about Zenner Hospital are not true, and everyone, you know, needs to, like, get that out of their little head, because that is not happening. Zenner Hospital is a moneymaker.
Okay,
what did you?
Yeah. I have been doing some research myself, and I haven't really heard anything really to confirm that about it or anything, so I think it's just a big rumor that's going to be canceled. Is that what you're talking about, right?
Yes, yeah,
okay.
I don't get it.
I don't either. I honestly don't, and I think if it was going to be canceled, I think Bob Guza would have said something or whatever. Or is it Brian Guza, or am I getting, I don't know, I seem to get the writer and the producer mixed up. Brian Guza, is that right? Yeah.
You,
so
Brian, no,
sorry.
It's Bob Guza.
Brian Bond. Yeah,
you know, and you know what, there's a lot of things I want to test on tonight, and I hope I don't offend anyone. But there's like a 50-50 chance that I actually might offend some people. Okay. Let me figure out how to stop this. Okay. Saibu said Brian Fonz.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I get confused.
You know
what?
Yeah, it's easy to. Don't apologize for it. It's very, very, very easy to mess up. I mean, I mess up all day. I mess up. Okay, you guys, you know me for my little rants and raves and all that. But really, I'm not going to rant and rave and call anyone bad names, per se. But, okay, I'm sick of this. I am so sick of Brian Fonz. You know, and whoever is listening is so bland. I don't want to offend you, but there's a lot of things that this guy has done to the subword, and people are just going to stand by and think it's okay. We are okay. It's not okay by me. So, so I'm just angry because I think a lot of people are taking shots at other people, but when it's one group taking a shot at another group, it's okay, but when this particular group starts fighting, it's wrong, and then I'm here to tell all the Jason and Liz fans, the Maxine and Spinelli fans, the Robin and Patrick fans, that, you know, you guys are not wrong at how you feel. You are not wrong that Brian Fonz has decided that the Icker of the decade is Kelly Monaco. And I'm not okay about it anymore. I'm not going to be quiet and say, oh, I love her acting. No, you know what? Kelly Monaco is making half of the world fat and half of the world wants to lose their lungs, basically.
Well, I think I have to agree with that because when I watch Sam and Jason on TV, I mean, I have been kind of like tuning back in a little bit. But I still have to fast forward the show through Sam and Jason. But I have been eating, like, sweets and Oreo cookies for the past couple of nights because I miss Jason and Sam. I'm sorry. Liz. I'm sorry. No, I'm a Jason and Liz fan. I mean, I just can't stand it. I mean, sorry, but Jason and Sam have had their chance a long time ago. They had, what, I don't know, 3 years or something like that. And we've been waiting over 10 years now to have that couple together. And no wonder why I'm, like, eating a lot of sweets. Because every time I watch them on YouTube or whatever, Jason and Liz, I just, like, I hyperventilate. I probably said this a bunch of times on the radio. But I just miss them, and it makes me want to, and when I, you know, anxious and anxiety attacks, I eat. I'm a stress eater, and they're making me stressful not having them together.
And you know, for me, yes, okay. I made this whole really good brownies today, and they were really, really good. And now I feel guilty about it because I did not devour the whole brownie plate because that would be bad. But I was eating one, and I was fine, and then I saw a commercial with Kelly Monaco. And let's put it this way, you guys, the brownie didn't, okay. I'm going to be nice, though. But let's just say the brownie did not stay in me. Okay, so please call us and tell us your opinion on this whole thing. Whether you like what's going on, whether you're okay with it, and if you haven't watched it in a while and you're not keeping up, that's fine. We just want your opinion on this. I mean, you don't have to be a general hospital viewer every single day to call in. You know, you can be you can be a person that stopped watching for a while, but just call in and talk with Terry and I. Please, someone just call in, because we didn't get any phone calls last Monday in the Boca house. So if you guys want to, you know, risk breaking to people's house tonight, go ahead. Oh, and by the way, There's an article people need to read. In the TV squad, and it's time to stop worrying about One Life to Live.
Oh, really? And I like One Life to Live. I mean, Pei and Todd right now are like my favorite couple. And oh, that what kind of a article was it about?
They are probably gonna get cancer.
Oh no! Just what we need is another show on ABC. Well, just another show, period. And especially, it's one of Fran's shows to get canceled.
You know what? But you know what? Okay, all day and last night. You know, even though I keep saying I'm spoiler free and I don't want to know. Which I don't want to know. I like mystery. I love intrigue. I love everything. But I kept hearing from a lot of different people. I lost my train of thought, which is okay, but Brandy in the room says, I have an issue with Brian Fawn, who's appearing on the scene One Life to Live at AMC.
Yeah,
who wants to take that one?
You're going to let me take that one?
Uh-huh.
Well, I think a lot of people are in the same boat. I just believe that Brian Franz is ruining. They went ahead right.
Fire
they
Juan.
Went to fire. See what I mean? Brian Franz
yes.
is like, he's... It's as if
oh,
he's
hey, Jill, we have a phone call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, Cybo.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we are fine.
Hi.
Did you read the, did you get the article about One Life to Live?
Well, it wasn't an article, but it was a Daytime Confidential was talking about it, that, it's not looking good for them. They are, I don't know. They were saying that they suspect that one of the soaps, ABC soaps, will be canceled. They were negating that it would be All My Children because of the move. And so since One Life to Live is in New York, that's pretty much. They have a posting at daytimeconfidential.com about it. And, they were saying that it's not looking too good. But I haven't really been watching that many soaps. I am trying to catch up on my Y&R. I'm really out of soaps now. I've been watching Flash Forward, and I like that program on ABC. And basically I've just been, writing. Everything I know is just, from maintaining the network. So I haven't really seen much of anything. I don't know what's going on in Y&R. I was going to try to catch at least one episode of that tonight before I turn in.
Y&R lately has been so good, really, really good. I mean, I've enjoyed it. I mean, I've enjoyed it lately. I think Fearless, should not put up with what Nick is doing. I mean, that's just my opinion.
So was the new actor playing Malcolm, was he on again?
Yeah. Well, the last time I saw it was Wednesday or Thursday or, whatever day. It was on. Yeah, Malcolm was on.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah, I haven't seen him since he, that first time he came to her hospital room. And I haven't seen it since then. But we've been talking about it, and I'm just getting this sneaky suspicion, especially when Lily said, well, where have you been? And something in the back of my mind was saying, I wonder if he's been with Drew. something like that. Because they've been mentioning her name, Anvil's like crazy. They've been talking about her a lot.
Oh,
dialogue.
Okay, they do. Okay, what I thought was really weird was, he goes, yeah, I ran into Drew.
Olivia.
Okay, sorry.
It was Olivia he ran into Heathrow.
Okay. But I heard that they are trying to get Victoria Rao back.
Well,
to
I just don't think anybody else can play Drew but her. I'm sorry.
I agree with you.
They have these recasts and everything, but I mean, she is Drusilla. Just like it's gonna be difficult for me to deal with the new Malcolm because Shamar brought so much to that role.
Yeah.
Other than being drop dead gorgeous, but I mean, you know, because his acting wasn't all there when he first started. You know, he couldn't actually get out of a paper bag. He was horrible. But because of the type of character he played, he could play it off, and it wasn't, you know, and then, of course, he got to be much better. I mean, he's awesome now on the primetime show he's on. But what else have I seen? Oh, I saw Vanessa Marcel's new web series, The Bannon Way, and I like that. It's really cool. It's slick. It's about this guy, Neil Bannon, and she had three episodes up for the holiday. You know, it's produced by Sony. It's really a good webisode. And I watched that, and I love it. And the only thing about these webisodes, when they're good, they're so short, you know. So I just let a whole bunch of them pile up, and then I, like, watch them for, like, you know, an hour. So I have an hour's worth of – because, they, you know, they run, like, about – some of them are just like 10 minutes long. I mean, you know, they're not long at all. So, but this one is so good. It's on crackle.com. What else? It's a lot of things going on. Franco will be back in the spring.
Yeah, what's
up
with that? I mean, I thought his end was like soon. Is it coming back or?
He's coming back in the spring. I think his last air date is January the 11th, I believe, or the 15th. I forgot now. I think it's the 11th, and I just read at Wall Street Journal because you know he writes an article for Wall Street Arts and Entertainment because he's an artist. He's a very good artist actually. And he's opening an art show regarding General Hospital, and it's called Performance Art or something like that. Anyway, in that article at the New York Times, he has a new article that was just posted like maybe a day or so ago, in that he confirms that he will be co-directing. And he will be returning to add another layer to the Franco storyline.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I know. I really haven't been watching the show. So, I mean, I have been, but I kind of fast forward through that.
Yeah. So.
I think I'd rather watch the primetime shows right now than daytime.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much it. It's a lot going on, though. The anniversary of all my children, I've only seen, like, two of the, there's, like, you know, on YouTube, I've only seen two of them, and they're really good. So far, it's been really well done. I was very, very impressed with it. Their anniversary show.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I actually just watched it. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I actually just got done watching it just today, just now before the show started, and I was, like, crying.
I know. It is so good. It's you know, I've been reading and, you know, at Daytime Confidential and all these places saying how horrible All My Children is, but you would never know it by that anniversary. It is awesome. It is so – I was crying, too. Especially when I like the way they talked about themselves. They just say, you know, they were saying, well, I came to Pine Valley, you know. Like when Adam was saying, well, people think I came to Pine Valley because of Pete Cooney, but actually I came to Pine Valley because of Erica Kane. And they were saying how they came to Pine Valley, and Brooke was on there.
Yeah,
Brooke.
I thought. Who
you
that?
Know, Brooke was my favorite.
Oh,
I love me
Brooke
some Brooke.
Too.
I broke down and cried when she left. I was so upset.
She's coming back for a little more of a stunt cycle on January 23rd.
Really? Brooke is
really?
Coming back?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Before this show, I was on a couple, like I was on ABC Soaps.com, and I was just looking, and they said, yes, she's coming back for an ARC storyline starting January 23rd, and they didn't say how long she would be on, but late. She said she might be on for a while.
I hope so. I just would really like to see Brooke English. I always liked her. I don't know why. I always liked Brooke. It was just something about her.
I mean, I was sad when she left. I mean, it was like, you know, she was there. I mean, not the whole time All My Children has been on, but she was on for a long, long time, and then,
yeah,
you know,
30
what?
Years, I think.
Yeah.
She's been on
then,
there just, you know, around the same time, you know, Erica, because they were, you know, all around, you know. I think Erica was on there, you know, longer.
Mm-hmm.
But they all, you know, came around that same period. Because when she left, it was 30 years, because I remember reading they said 30 years.
Oh, okay.
Years, so.
You know, I just liked that character. And one person I was kind of hoping that would come back for the 40th, but I know, I mean, two of them are dead, so I knew that it could not happen, was Trevor, Amanda's dad. I thought that would have, you know, even though he passed away, I just thought that would have, you know, been a really kind of nice way, I mean, to do it, even though, you know, he was dead and hadn't been on the show, and I was kind of hoping Leo would come back in the dream of, you know, someone. I thought that would be really cool.
That would be cool to do it that
yeah.
way.
Actually,
I mean,
Amanda, she kind of mentioned her dad on the show when they did that. So there was a little mention of Trevor on there.
Well, I used to love Trevor. God.
I mean,
know,
yeah.
Too.
That was another one I loved. It was just certain characters, you know, that
yeah.
I was just
that's
crazy
insane.
About. They could do no wrong. I don't care what they did. I still liked them. You know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I just miss the way the soaps used to be years ago, though. You know, I mean,
it was
really
a vast difference now in my
yeah.
opinion.
Yes.
There was also that article that I sent you about with the gravestones and all that stuff about all the dead soaps.
Yeah.
Did you get that one?
Yeah, I would. I would, you know, but I would at like 2:30 in the morning, which is probably not a good time when we all are good. But, yeah, I mean, I thought they were right. And another thing, I'm
they didn't have all the soaps. There. They had missed Generations, Ryan's Hope, and they missed Dark Shadows. So I know it was three that they had missed. I tried to email that blogger, but there was no way you could do it on Entertainment Weekly. There was no way you could, you know, like email them or anything. So I probably just drop her a note in snail mail and tell her, you know what, you missed about three soaps on that. So,
and,
that died,
Because I know you're a Days watcher.
I haven't watched Days in a while. I still haven't. I saw a couple episodes, but I haven't.
Well, you're not really missing anything right now on the show. It's, yeah. I
what's been going on?
Well, enough.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So, no, I just got, I mean, I had Terry go to the show yesterday because I saw on the cover of Soap Opera Died List, you know, someone in Salem dies. And so me being naive and stupid, I thought, okay, Lucas is leaving the show. It's automatically going to be Lucas. Well, I was wrong. They are getting with Mickey.
Oh.
Yeah, I was in the store yesterday, and I opened up the magazine. It said that for the first time, a character since 1960, mm-hmm. he's been on the show since like 1964, 65, he's going to die. And Whoa. The loved character on the show is going to die. I guess because they had a hard time of recasting the character of Mickey, so I guess the only thing that they could do was maybe just kill him off or whatever. Even he hasn't been on the show for a long time anyway, so Maggie just talks about him. And yeah, so they're going to kill off him. I don't know if it's this week or next week, but it's going to happen soon. Yeah. And
yeah.
They're all going through problems themselves, so they're kind of separated right now.
And
wow.
I got this Sid, and they have a lot of stuff in here about Elizabeth. I noticed her character, and they had a birthday for the Morgan character, the actor who plays Aaron Gresham. They had a birthday party for him.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
And what else was in Sid? The remote control. Did you read that one? The one that while we would agree that rape is something that has a long-lasting impact on the victim, we were blown away when General Hospital Liz told Nicholas that until he came along, she hadn't enjoyed making love with the man since being attacked years earlier. So are we to believe that during all of those candlelit slow motion back arcing encounters with Lucky, Xander, Jason, and Rick, she was faking it? Sorry, but it sounds more like the writers trying to come up with an excuse to explain Liz's ping-ponging between Nick and Lucky. Every time Elizabeth declares that she's going to stay away from Nicholas, only to jump his bones 5 seconds later. It further denigrates a character who already spent more than her fair share of time being dragged through the mud. So it seems like I'm not the only one noticing that she's been horrible.
I could not believe it. How dare they do that? You know, how dare they write her like this?
They are decimating her in writing. And then the top 10 couples is Elizabeth Weber and Jason Morgan. Top 5 actor is Steve Burton. Number one, and Rebecca Herbst is number one.
Yeah, so
but
you know
she
what?
She made the trifecta. We liaison trifecta. It was a pretty good. I hardly ever buy Sid, but I bought it this time, and it was pretty good. They got a good one here with Eileen, my favorite, Eileen Kirsten, Roxy.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I really enjoyed that one. I like her so much. I like Roxy.
Yeah, me too. I love Roxy,
and
too.
And Dorian is looking... Robin Strasser looks marvelous in here.
She does.
Looks absolutely gorgeous. There's one on page 58, Positive Vibe, and they talk about her. She's got a picture that... She just looks so great. Then they got one with Patrick character Jason Thompson. They got an article in there about him.
No, I love him. I think he's cute. I like him.
Talking about the magazines, when everyone goes to the store before January 11th, it needs to be postmarked by January 11th, and it says, okay, be quiet, you. And it says, SmackDown, do not laugh, okay?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It's a SmackDown, and all of you Jason and Liz fans out there, you know who you are.
Yeah.
You need to vote for the right couple people, and, you know, if you accidentally see, you know, that page, like, almost come out, just accidentally, you know, make it come out more, and just rip it, because, you know what, we, Jason and Liz, have the stronger fan base than the other fan base. And you know what? And another thing that you, even though Terry and I were talking about this off the air, about the ABC thing being rigged.
I think I was the one that I went on there when it first came out. There was nothing, there was no percentage. So I think I might have been the first one to vote because it was like, as soon as I voted, it was like 1% for Liz. And then I kept going back there. It was like only at 2%. And then I think the liaison found a way around it just to vote for Jason to smile more. I think that's what my opinion anyway, you know. I mean, if we can't.
Yeah, I didn't register for the third choice. I've been monitoring it, and
oh,
it
really?
Hasn't changed. Yeah, and we sent a whole bunch of people to vote, and it never changed. So I don't know what's going on with that. Yeah, it was still at 5%, and we had been voting like for 2 days. I sent people emails and everything to go over there and vote.
Yeah,
and
it
never changed. It was at 4% and then stayed at 4% for a long, long time. Then I sent a bunch of emails and everybody said that they went and voted, and then it was just stuck at 5% and it would never change.
Oh, my God.
And then Dominic I can't say his last name.
That's okay.
You know, Dante, they got a thing about his marriage. He got married.
Yeah.
And,
you know, he's kind of cute.
I just like him. I like his scenes with Sonny. I like his scenes with Morgan.
I like
him. You know,
yeah.
I just like the character. And he doesn't look bad. He's not a bad looker. I like his looks. I think he's Italian. I think it says in here he's Italian.
Wow. You guys, Brandy is in the seven, and when she voted, it was a 3.
Oh, okay. So it went to 5 for as long as.
Gosh, it just makes me sick when I hear about that, you know?
Yeah, it's these little small things you hear that, you know.
Yeah.
And then that Kate was in here. They talk about Kate pushes Sunny towards Olivia. And,
you know, when Olivia came to town, you know, I thought, you know, Olivia was kind of telling Kate, maybe I'm wrong to, you know, why are you with him, blah, blah, blah. But now Kate is pushing Sunny and Olivia, and I'm like, okay, that's weird.
Then they talk about all my children and Kendall and Zach are getting back together.
They're getting back together for 1 day, 2 days, and then Phyllis and Kay are leaving.
Said that he's coming now, that he's going.
Oh, really?
I read it. Don't quote me. I thought I did, because I've been reading a whole lot of stuff lately, so I would have to double check on that one. I wouldn't take my word for it because I've been reading so much stuff.
Well, we trust you, Cyber.
Yeah, but I've been reading a lot of stuff lately, especially.
I mean, but we trust you for good information, and you are reliable, and that's why, you know, when I asked you today, you know, have you heard about Zeno Hospital, the woman about Zeno Hospital being canceled? And
yeah, I hadn't heard anything about that, but I had heard that One Life to Live, you know, they were just predicting if a show would be canceled that would be the one. And then they have the best dresses of 2009, and Elizabeth is there. GH's Rebecca Herbst gets a rave review with a sassy strapless dress. Susan's there, Stacy, and Rochelle Strauss. She's so pretty.
You know,
she's a pretty girl.
I liked Stacy, you know, who's on One Life to Live, so much better when she was on Guiding Light.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she played Lizzie on Guiding Light.
Yeah.
Isn't she leaving?
Yeah, she's leaving at the end of February. You know, but, I mean, she did not tick me off as much on Guiding Light as she is ticking me off on One Life to Live.
Because I don't know what the story is. She like, broke up Gigi and Rex, right?
Well,
and then
she tried to fake a pregnancy. And.
Oh, yeah. She sure did, because she was pregnant, but she wasn't as far along as she was supposed to.
Yeah, and then she miscarried. And then she did what Nicole did, in a way, like put pillows, like.
Oh yeah.
On you know. Wait, oh my God, Brandy didn't know.
Oh,
wait,
no.
Stacy's leaving. Oh crap, me and my big mouth.
You just kidding.
So yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just, but I really honestly think that, you know, one life is getting better. I mean, I'm enjoying
they
one life.
They say it's the best soap that's out there. I like Ron Carlovati. I've got this fan crush on him. From the very first time he started to write One Life to Live, and he was very, he seemed like he was kind of shy or something, because he would never, you know, he never talked in the press. You would rarely see him in photographs, and we would be hunting down the internet trying to find a photograph of him, you know. And then we finally got one at that Emmy where he was standing with Robin Strasser. And, that was a few years ago. Somebody finally got a screen cap of him because we didn't even know what he looked like.
Okay.
And then finally, you know, later on, you know, photographs started coming out. But it was a long time before we could, you know, they ever showed photographs of him. And I just like his story about, you know, like him being a lawyer, and then he started from the bottom up and learned to, you know, and started with One Life to Live, because he didn't start in a big position. He started, you know, as I think he said he was like a writer's assistant or something like that.
Has he only done One Life to Live cycle, or has he done other soaps, like...
No, he was a lawyer. He went to One Life to Live, and that was it.
Oh, my God.
He was a lawyer. He left lawyering to write.
Oh, my
God.
That's awesome, I think.
Yeah, he's got a podcast interview with Daytime Confidential that's really interesting. And he likes soaps, you can tell. He really likes them. He's been watching them since he was 8 years old with his sister. That's how he started watching soaps. And One Life to Live was his first soap that he ever, you know, watched and everything. So, but I just, you know, think that he really loves them. You could tell when he's talking, you know, the passion is in it. You can feel it in his voice. You can hear it in his voice, I mean. So, yeah. But what else have I'm just still stunned that Sharon married Adam.
I second that. You know,
I haven't even seen. I gotta see it tonight because I gotta see something.
Oh my God!
But it's a good storyline, you know. I know. Because I can't wait. I cannot wait till she finds out what he's done.
You know, yeah. Me too. I mean, but are we gonna have to wait 18 years for it?
I doubt it. Why on earth? They keep. Even though they play every beat with their stories, they take time. The momentum builds. See.
Oh yeah.
See,
yeah.
I'm sitting here waiting now for this to happen. See, I'm like, oh, I can't wait, and then I can't wait for Ashley to find out. See, they don't miss anything. They go boom for boom. They play every single beat. They don't miss a stroke. And they have you sitting waiting. Not like Jax with the DVD, and then at the end of it, he destroys it.
Yeah.
I was waiting. You know how long? That was like last year that started. I've been waiting for that DVD to come out.
Wait, Jax destroyed it?
Yeah, he didn't he destroy it? The DVD with Claudia?
Wow,
I would think you would know, Carly, because you watched it.
Okay, maybe I fell asleep for a moment.
No, I thought he destroyed it, the DVD.
I thought he just kept it, like, at Metrico. I didn't know he destroyed it.
I thought he was going to get rid of it. But everybody know that Jerry did it, don't they?
Well, anyone that has the balls do. Sorry. Sorry that this came out.
Yeah. So, but I mean, the momentum was there for that to be that reveal, you know, about this DVD, because everybody was playing it. And, you know, the DVD scene went for a long time. You know.
Yeah, it did.
A long time. That was last year that DVD stuff started coming out. And then you know, and I'm like waiting and waiting for the DVD. And then, I'm not going to tell Carly. I thought he destroyed it. I'm going to find out, though, because I've got the...
Because if I'm wrong, I mean, I would like to
I could be wrong, because I don't watch it every day. So I could be wrong.
You know, what was it? But no, I mean, the whole Adam thing, I'm like, yeah, I know I should not say this, and please don't yell at me, people. But okay, Saren has kissed every Newman now. I mean, it's official because Victor, remember that little kiss?
Oh, yeah, I thought they were going to go there for a minute. I was like, don't do this. No.
Okay, and now Nick, and now Adam.
Yup. But the chemistry is there between them. They got good chemistry. It's just that he's a weasel. But, you know, as far as them, the acting, he's a good actor. You know, I don't like the character, but I love to see him. He's one of those characters I don't like him, but I can't wait to see him.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Well, at least he doesn't make me go hide under the cupboard because
no.
It's just... Okay, you know, I should have never told you that, Terry, but,
Now, speaking of that storyline, do you think that maybe he'll start changing once he really, really gets to know Saren and starts, I don't know the storyline, so I don't know. Do you think that she'll
change? Yeah, he is. He's changing already.
Okay, because I don't
know. He
really
hasn't changed enough to tell her, because he's told her that your baby is alive when that... A plane crash. They were in a plane crash after they got married. And he wrote her a note and said that the baby is alive. And he's falling for her. He really loves her. I believe he does. Ashley is crazy about him. He's beginning to feel remorse.
Okay.
And I was really buying it. And what blew it and brought him back down to square one was when he did that little trickery with the email. He sent Nick that email so he would come over and catch him and Saren in bed. I was really rooting for him, and I was really buying it. I knew he had done wrong. You know, I knew that. But I'm saying I was really beginning to feel like, wow, you know, he really loves her, and he really wants to try to do the right thing. And then he turned around and sent that email to Nick so Nick could come over and catch them in bed. So that blew that. So now I'm back down to square one, trying to build him back up again. he went all the way back down.
Oh, my. You know, I'm looking forward to the day he does get caught. Because, you know, in like one moment he just... Not that he destroyed people's life, but he was kind of playing God with them in a way, like, you know, giving the baby to Ashley.
Well,
he's
going to destroy her when she finds out that's not her child.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very good, you know, I usually don't like baby switch storylines, but I'm really interested in this one.
Because
Weinar does not miss anything in
no.
the storytelling. They go. They don't skip. They don't have a lot of characters pimping other characters. You know, some soaps do. They just go. They slowly build the story till you just like, wow, hurry up. You know.
Yes.
But not in a bad way, because they keep you engaged in the story the whole time.
Mm-hmm. That's what I miss. On General Hospital, I missed that.
General Hospital used to be like that.
Yes.
I used to run home. I broke a lamp once trying to get to the. I did. Still got it. I'm looking at it now. I broke it. I had to go have it repaired. Run into the VCR to turn on General Hospital. The lamp tumbled over. Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't wait to come home either with General Hospital, but not no more.
I would, you know, it's bad, but I would skip six period. I mean, I was a study period, so really, I just thought, okay, I can study later, and I would skip it to come home for that because we didn't have our VCR book at that time, and I didn't want to miss it.
Well, I don't think I've done that, but, you know.
Yeah, because you, you're good and I'm terrible, I don't know.
I was like that with Another World too.
Oh my god!
I used to love Another World.
I love
Another
World.
When they got canceled, I actually cried.
Me
I loved
too.
Another World. I love Rachel Corey, and I like Mac. And I even like the one she married that was real wicked, and he turned himself around when he fell in love.
Yes.
What was his name?
Carl Hutchins.
Yep. I was crazy about him.
Me too.
He was crazy, and he was good looking. Ooh,
yeah.
He was good. He was an old good looking guy, and he would dress real nice. He was all suave and had that accent. Ooh, I was crazy about him.
You know, we didn't, in Seattle, we didn't get another word for 6 years.
Wow.
Because, that was so... But whenever I went to Oregon to see my grandma, you know, Oregon had it, but then the last 4 months of another word was on, before it got canceled, they put it back on here, and everyone was mad when they took it off, you know, the schedule, and then they sort of the last 4 months of it, and then it gets canceled. I mean, there was a lot of sad. I am surprised people didn't give, like the LA Wise. I'm surprised that there wasn't Seattle Wise, because people were ticked off that another word was going, but we missed 5 years of it.
That's a long time.
Yeah, another one I think was my favorite back then and stuff like that. I love Vicky and Ryan. It's been so long. I forgot. Yeah,
you know,
the writing for that show was really good too. I just, you know, it's the writing that's not happening anymore on especially on ABC soaps. The writing's just gone down.
I don't know what's wrong. I just am not engaged in their storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hook me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to read spoilers, and I can tell you what's going to happen.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no twists, there's no turns, there's no what the moments.
Yes.
There's nothing that changes. The outcomes are always the same, you know.
Yep.
There's no, like right now, what am I engaged with? I'm engaged with Kiefer. I want him to get found out. I actually wanted Michael to beat the crap out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Because of Claudia. That's what I was waiting for. I was like, Michael going to go off on him when he finds out. But then they had him go whack Claudia, so I guess that he's not going to do it. So I'm really interested in seeing how that's going to play out. I'm interested in the Lisa storyline because I want to see how nuts go. She's acting laid back now. But I'm wondering if there's an underlying current there. You're waiting for my Matt to get a story. Matt hasn't gotten a story yet.
Gosh,
I'm still hoping and praying for him. Lord, help him.
Exactly.
Say a prayer and light a candle for Matt, boy, because I swear I love me some Matt, but I don't never see him, hardly. What else am I waiting for? I'm waiting for Liz to get found out. I want this over. I want it done.
Me too.
And I'm waiting for her to get found out. I heard today that I'm going to go check that out. I heard today that Lucky did hear the conversation. So I'm waiting.
I watched a little bit of that, and I think he did. I'm not quite sure, but yeah.
Cybill, when you have a chance, can you let me know about the DVD? Because now you got me curious. I'm going to be up, like, thinking about.
She's going to be up till 5 in the morning thinking about it. I'm kidding.
Thank you. Well, you know me.
Yeah, I know what episode it's in. I'm going to go back on YouTube and check it out. See?
Do you watch Liz and Jason on YouTube, like the videos and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever, when I watch him now, I think I've said this a bunch of times on the radio, that I like hyperventilate. Like, I miss him so much. Like, I get a knot in my stomach.
I just miss them. I like them together. I like when they talk with each other, how they talk to each other.
Yeah, and you know what? My grandma, before they broke up, I was watching him one day. Because I taped it, I was, you know, watching it. And she came in my bedroom. And Jason and Liz were on. And she looked at the chemistry. And she goes, are they married in real life, too?
Yeah. Well, they're good friends, so that's why it came up.
I go, no. But they have that chemistry.
Yeah, and, well, I just want to say one more thing before I hang up, and that is the Safe Place Awards. Now they are voting on the stories until January the 17th. If you read fan fiction, you can vote. And if there's the nominations are there, the ones that are nominated, and the nominations, I haven't read any of those stories, and I doubt if I will read any of them by the 17th. So
yeah, really.
I don't. The ones I nominated, they didn't get it. They didn't make the grade, but they have some good stories. But I will read them. I always use those nominations, and then I go back and read the stories, you know, after, you know, they've, you know, put the nominations up. So it's they have a website, and so if you're a fan fiction reader, like I am.
I've been reading fan fictions lately, because that's the only way that I can get Jason and Liz together.
Oh, I love fan fictions. Even when they were together, I read it, because authors put a different spin on the stories.
Really? Okay.
And we were getting those 30-something second scenes and all that. And they would, you know, extend the scenes. And, you know, I'm beginning to like so many different parts of fan fiction. Like, I like right now a Snowflake's Chance, because what she's doing, Java Girl, what she's doing is she's taking the storyline that's going on now, but putting Liaison in it. So she's
really
talking about Franco, and she's talking about Nick, and she's still having the affair with Nick, okay?
Okay.
And Jason is with Sam, and all of this stuff is still going down like it's going now.
Really?
But she puts the Liaison spin on it.
Okay, what's it called again?
A Snowflake's Chance. It's
okay.
At Safe Temptation. I'll give you
okay.
the link. I'm not at the computer now. I'm laying across the bed. Talking to you. Now I'm walking back to the computer.
because I want to get some good, read some good fan fiction.
Oh, this one is so, she's such a good writer. There's so many good, and I think some of these authors, some of them are really writers for real.
I think so. I know I was telling, Carly the other night that they should be writing for the show.
Yeah, some of them, you know, like some of them, I know they go into school because they, you know, they'll say, well, I got a class or this or that. Some of them are taking like writing in school, and some of them are writers. And there's one writer who's published who used to write Liaison fan fiction. In fact, she's on my MySpace, and what's her name? I'll get her name and have it next time.
Okay.
And she told me, you know, I said, well, I'm writing my first fan fiction story, blah, blah, blah. It's so hard. It is hard, too.
I'm sure. Because
you
is.
Have to remember, you know, because, like, I forgot that I said that somebody went out of town, and I was talking about them. I said, wait a minute. They out of town. How did they get in this conversation?
Oh, my God.
I had to go back and take it off and rewrite it because I had made a big, nobody caught it.
Oh, really? Oh, no.
I was reading my story. I said, whoa, wait a minute. This is like mistake, you know.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Fun, though.
That is funny. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Snowflake's Chance at
Safe Temptation.
Yeah, I'm going
to get to now. I'm at the computer. I'm trying to get to the fan.
Okay.
So what else have y'all been watching?
I went on YouTube and watched As the World Turns. Again, I like Katie and Simon right now. And I don't know. I like, on As the World Turns, I like Emily and the original Todd, Emily and Paul. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I haven't really been watching a lot of, you know, I don't know. I'm not as into him as I used to be. I'll say that.
Yeah, I know what you've really been doing, but I'm not gonna out you. You know, it's weird because none of the primetime shows are not back until this week or next week, and I don't remember them always taking this long of a break. I mean,
yeah, Flash Forward won't be on until, like, March or something. I was like,
oh really?
Oh, Oh, no, my God. Everybody's complaining at ABC.com saying, why is it taking 3 months?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, I watch Grace in Private Practice, and that's not back until next week. And that has been, there hasn't been a new one since November 19th, like, you know, a week before Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah, and I just don't remember shows ever going for that long. I mean, when they had the writer's strike, they did. But, you know, but the writer's strike was good for daytime. This is not prime time.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward. Now, my machine is acting groggy. I got too many tabs open. I always do that.
If you can't get it, just, you know, the next time you can let me know on it. I could search for it, too, on the Internet.
Oh, and you can't wait.
Hey, I'm looking at it right now. I'm just trying to find the link.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got it. It's not a problem.
Oh, and we have 4 minutes remaining. And, but no, Cyber had this note again because they said the East Coast is getting dumped on again for snow.
Oh, really?
I am so glad I don't live in the East Coast. I'm a Southern California girl.
Oh,
and
my God.
Yes,
I'm
proud of it. It's been nice and warm today.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Southern California. Oh,
yep.
Wow. I've always wanted to live in California.
Oh, really? Yeah. I
love it.
Yeah.
Carmel by the sea.
And I'm not too far from the studios either, so I can always go down there and pick it if I want. No, I'm kidding.
Well,
haven't I been telling you that's my biggest threat that I told you I'm coming to L.A. and you and I are going because...
I'll dream about it. I don't think I could actually do it, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, but with me, there's a lot of things a lot of people say they would never do. But then when I'm in on it, then it doesn't sound that crazy. It just happens.
It just happens.
Oh, my God, Post Smokey. I live in Florida, and it's cold.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
thank you. Okay.
Well, I didn't know Cokie lived in Florida.
Me either, but I didn't know Florida was cold either.
She must be in the northern part. Or is she near Miami? Isn't it their winter? It's their winter now.
Oh.
Because I remember when I went to visit my relatives in Miami, they was like, this is winter. I'm like, yeah, right, okay.
Oh, you're outside Philly. Oh, my gosh.
It's
really cold, right? Yeah.
Somebody loves Brothers and Sisters.
I like Brothers and Sisters. You know?
I don't watch that.
I know
good.
You don't.
I'm sorry.
It's so good.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Pope Brandy might get snow on Friday.
Oh, no.
Brandy, honey, I am so sorry.
Yeah, Jacksonville is in the north or is it in the mid-Florida?
I'm not. I failed geography in high school. So
I didn't do so well either in geography.
Okay, we have 1 minute, and I'm just going to say one thing. I am going to say that if anyone at ABC is listening to us, you guys, it's time to clean house. It's time to clean house with the upper management first, and you guys need to do it now and quickly and all of that. Anything you want to say, Jill?
No, I think you said everything. I just wish that Liz and Jason were together like yesterday. I just miss them so much, and I just feel like I've just been disappointed for 10 years, whatever, and I just feel like I've been slapped in the face too many times and all that, and that's it. I don't know.
Okay.
I agree with you that we need to clean, that show just needs to clean house, or period, that whole ABC daytime show, so need a clean house a bit. You know,
yep.
So not
if
a,
they can,
a lot.
If they can get rid of Solis Pratt, they can get rid of, you know, other people.
Yeah. So
Cyber, you
big wigs now.
Okay, Cybo, you still here? Is there anything you want to say?
Trifecta, liaison trifecta. That's it.
Okay.
Have a nice evening. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, you guys, just keep voting for the SmackDown. And, you know, Jason and Liz needs us.
Yep, that's for sure. Go liaison. Go team liaison.
Yes, okay, no one can hear the last part. But that's okay. So I will call you.
Call me later. I'm going to go get something to drink and something to munch on right now. So,
if I call you, like, in 20
Yeah, that's
minutes?
Fine. All right.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.